Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
This is Don Fleckinger on site at the W Hotel in Boston at a panel convened by Nuance on the Art of Medicine. I'm here with Dr. Adam Landman, MD. He's a practicing emergency physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, and he's also one of three chief medical information officers. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Don. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and your readers.
Well, we in the panel this morning, the topic of electronic medical record usability came up. And how would you describe the state of EHR usability right now? And do you have any optimism that it's going to improve?
So currently there's a spectrum of usability for EHRs. Some EHR systems were built 30 years ago and continue to rely on that same technology and may or may not be very usable. Others are much newer and sometimes have better usability. I think that usability has gained increased prominence because as electronic health records have proliferated, it has become very apparent that the EHR system's current limit efficiency, and we are looking for ways to improve the experience and the efficiency, and usability is sort of a prime target. I think the federal government has actually started to pay more attention to usability. Several federal agencies have started weighing in on making usability recommendations for electronic health record systems. So for instance, NIST has actually put out a white paper that makes some recommendations and provides some guidance to EHR vendors on how to improve the usability of the system. And I think from a research perspective, there have been an increasing number of grant opportunities and experts in the field that have started to pay attention to how we can improve the usability of systems. At the Brigham, we've started to do some projects where we actually put prototype EHR systems into our simulation center. And we actually let clinicians take care of a simulated patient using the electronic health record. And we study what worked well with the electronic health record and what didn't work so well so that we can improve future designs. And so I think that this is going to become an increasingly important component of EHR design is how usable it is. At the end of the day, ideally we would like an EHR that's as usable as your iPhone. I think we would all agree there's no instruction manual that comes with your iPhone. You pick it up, you use it. My 90-year-old grandmother was able to use an iPad and send emails. And right now, the general state of electronic health records is that they're not in that same category, and I would love to see them get there over time.
Right, and I mean, I'm not really interested in playing the blame game, but a lot of people like to blame the government or like to blame the vendors for this what they would call the sorry state of EHR usability, right? But what would you like to see moving forward? Would you like to see ONC or some other NIST or some other governmental organization sort of lead vendors into better usability? Or how do you think that will come to pass? Because it hasn't happened over the last 20, 30 years. What's going to make it happen?
I think there's a multitude of ways in which we can get to an improved usability state, and I agree with you. I think we just need to get there. There may be some component of government influence there, and I like the idea of them providing guidance and expert recommendations, but I also think it would be nice if this was market-driven to some extent. And so ideally, we could start coming up with validated metrics of usability and start actually publishing these validated metrics for different EHR systems or components of EHR systems. And it would be very apparent what the actual usability was by the users. I think the other piece to this is that the vendors are paying attention to usability. I've seen, actually yesterday I was on a phone call that was a focus group for a particular product we're using in our laboratory space, where they were, you know, soliciting feedback. It was the engineers of this company asking nurses, lab staff, physicians for feedback on the product and actually incorporating that. And I think we need to see more of that. I think, you know, what's been successful in some of the health systems in Boston, John Halamka talked a little bit about this at his panel, and we do some something similar at the Brigham, is that our clinicians, be they physicians, pharmacists, nurses, physical therapists, are actively involved in the design and configuration of our systems. And we think that's what's enabled us to be successful with our systems. And we think that, I hope that the vendor community can embrace their users, really listen to them, get feedback, use rapid prototyping, use simulation centers, really start to change their products based on what the users want, and have these metrics so we can actually gauge what their changes are doing over time. So I think there's a huge opportunity for this, and I hope that the vendor community will prioritize this, because at the end of the day, it is going to be one of the reasons in the future why hospitals buy or don't buy a particular EHR system.
Right. And of course, your facility is part of Partners, and Partners is one of those crazy healthcare systems that is ripping and replacing their electronic medical record between meaningful use stage one and stage two, the $600 million epic installation across the system. How is meaningful use stage two coming? And are you sanguine? Do you see a lot of work? The new EHR, will that streamline things or complicate it?
So I think we are extremely excited for our end state. So in several years, we will have one patient record across our entire enterprise. And this will vastly simplify clinical documentation, clinical communication, billing. It will overall help us achieve our goals of delivering the very best care at affordable prices, and providing a service to the community of patients that we serve. And so at the end of the day, we think, and I'm in total agreement that it's a very large move, but that we needed to do this. In the interim, it's a very challenging several years. As you know, just implementing this system, and particularly the way that we're doing it. So some organizations, you can just buy an EHR and just install it. We are really actively involved in configuring and setting up the EHR, and then also planning for what workflows may need to change in the hospitals. And so that's taking a considerable amount of time and resources. But in the end, again, we think that's going to pay off into a successful EHR implementation. So the next few years are very busy, as we are planning to, in a very short amount of time, in fact, in about a one-year period, we are going to meet ICD-10 requirements, meaningful use requirements, and then switch to a new system. And so it's a challenging time. We've had to make a lot of prioritization decisions with other interesting projects and really focus and stay focused on these major project objectives.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. This was a good conversation.
Great, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the searchhealthit.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit searchhealthit.com. Thank you.